Okay, if you would be seated, and we're going to have just a short Bible class tonight and talk about some New Testament things. If you were not here last week, that means you did not get our new set of Soldiers of Christ cards. If that describes you, if you will hold your hand up, Josiah and Trey, if you can come and pass these out. Josh, you might help too. And Diane, if you're just itching to do something. There's not actually that many copies here, but if anybody who's holding their hand up, just grab here. Let me give some of these to some other guys. But this is what we're studying through, and we'll explain that in just a minute. But if you did not get one last week, just hold your hand up, and one of these gentlemen will get it to you. But what we're trying to do is let the image of Christ be stamped on our heart. That's what 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says, and that's what we sang about last week. So as those are coming around to people who need them, let's sing this song together. We sang it last week, but let's sing it like we mean it, that we want to be like Christ. We want His image stamped upon our heart. Oh, to be like Thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I'll for All right, looks like we ran out of a bunch of the. If there's a husband and wife who could share those and just let these guys know to make sure we get enough of them around so that you can see what's happening, that might be good. If there's an extra that's needed, guys, there may be a couple that holds one up for you. Okay, Soldiers of Christ, we put the same three white cards in the beginning of this that we had in the Old Testament because that's the foundation of what we're doing. And so you know these first set of questions. We have studied over them and over them. But here's the deal with Soldiers of Christ. Here's the deal with this on Sunday nights. Don't be ashamed to answer the question out loud. If we have a question and there's a place to answer it, you know it's right there. You can read it. Even if you don't know it, you can read it. Don't be ashamed to say, I know that answer, okay? It will help those who are younger to even have even more confidence. Be able to say, yes, I know that answer. So tell me, what is the greatest book in the world? Okay, you all sounded like you sort of knew the answer, but you really weren't excited about the answer, okay? You need to be excited about that answer. Let me ask you again. What's the greatest book in the world?
The Bible.
Okay, that's a little bit better. All right, two major parts of the Bible are what?
Old Testament,
New Testament. Good job. How many books are in the Bible?
66.
Okay, you all are catching on. You finally found the answers on that first prophet card, right? All right, David, how many books are in the Bible? David, how many books are in the Bible? 66 is right. Okay. How many books are in the Old Testament?
39.
How many books are in the New Testament? 27. Are you sure about that? Caleb, how many books are in the New Testament?
27.
Okay. I thought I heard you. I just wanted to make sure. Now, about how many guys wrote the Bible?
40.
About 40 men. How long did it take them? A long time. Now, you know all of those questions. There's one more question on that prophet card. What's that last question on the bottom of the prophet card? What is the theme of the whole Bible? Hang on a second. I thought Jesus was the theme of the New Testament. Because you get to the New Testament, that's where you start reading about Him, right? He's the theme of the whole book. And if you think we don't know anything about Jesus until we get to the book of Matthew, that's not the Bible. The entirety of the Bible from Genesis through, what's the last book of the Bible?
Revelation.
Does Revelation have an S on the end of it? Not the book. All right, so from Genesis, it has an S on the end of it, but Revelation doesn't. The whole book is about Jesus Christ. So that's two words to describe the Bible, Jesus Christ. Tell me, priest card, your next card, page 3. What is a 3-sentence summary of the Bible? Someone is coming. What part of your Bible teaches us that someone is coming? Old Testament. 39 books teach us someone is coming. Someone is coming. You read the Old Testament, you get the idea. Somebody's coming. Somebody's coming. Somebody's coming. What's the second sentence? Somebody's here. You get to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is what does the Bible say? Hello? The person you've been waiting for? Here he is. Someone is here. Jesus ascends into heaven in Acts chapter 1 and verse 9. And what's the rest of the New Testament about? He's coming again. Who is that someone? Who is that someone? What's the theme of the Bible? Jesus Christ. He's coming. He's here. And he's coming again. That is the complete picture of what the Bible is all about. We're not going to talk about these questions. These are on your priest card, and there's a little bit more detail there than what we have time to get into tonight, but we've done that in the study of the Old Testament. So, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to your yellow cards, all right? The yellow cards that we have not studied yet to this point. And these first set of yellow cards, these prophet, priest, and king level cards, they are going to take us a while to get through. We're not going to be in a hurry to get through these. But here's on your prophet card, on that first question on the prophet card, name the four accounts of the gospel. Can you do that? Matthew, Mark, Luke, you've heard about those before. Now, are those four different gospels? We don't have four different gospels. Somebody might say that. What are the four gospels? We don't have four gospels. How many gospels do we have? Uno. That's one for some of you. We have one gospel. We have four accounts of it. We have Matthew's account, Mark's account, Luke's account, John's account, but they're all talking about the same thing because of what? What does the word gospel mean?
Good news.
Good news. Isn't the story about Jesus good news? Isn't learning about someone is here good news? Isn't learning about salvation good news? That's the gospel. That's good news. Four accounts of the gospel. The gospel means good news. The four accounts of the gospel tell us about who? Life of Jesus Christ. Are those answers simple? Could you go online to our quizzes and take those three and figure them out and know what those answers are? I think you could. Now, flip to your priest card. Priest card, first questions. The first questions on the priest card are about these four words right up here. But I need some help teaching about these four words right up here. I need some help talking about Matthew. Is there somebody who could help me? Levi, could you come help me talk about Matthew? Could you come help me teach about Matthew? Here, I've got a chair for you, Levi. Come and sit in this chair, and I'm going to let you sit on this side so you can see your mom, because all little boys want to see their mom. And he's going to make it. He's going to be just fine. So Levi's going to help me talk about Matthew. And come on. Oh, he's got a Mario shirt on. I like his Mario shirt. Can I borrow that Mario shirt sometime? Because I like Mario Kart. Can I borrow your shirt? No. Rats, I can't borrow your shirt. All right, come on up here, bud. That's your seat right there. You're going to help us talk about Matthew. Now, do you know what Matthew's other name was? That's a tricky question. Do you know what Matthew's... I didn't tell your mom to ask you that question. I could have, but I didn't tell your mom to ask you that question. But here, I want you to read a word in the Bible, all right?
I can't read.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Watch this. You know what Matthew's other name was? All right. You know what Matthew... Can you look right here? Here's what Matthew's other name was. Matthew's other name is right there. What does that word say? Right there. You know that word.
Levi.
Levi, see? I told you you could read. You said you couldn't. You just read that word. I told you you could read. Okay, so Matthew's other name was what?
Levi.
So you're talking about Matthew. Because your name... What's your name?
Levi.
See? Levi. All right, but your name's not Matthew, right? No. All right, so can you do me a favor? See, this says Matthew. It doesn't say Levi. Can you hold this for me? Hold it where they can see it. Here, just put it right there. That way they can see your pretty face, because otherwise we don't want to cover that up. All right, so you're going to help me talk about Matthew. Who do you think wrote the book of Matthew? Who do you think wrote Matthew? You think Matthew wrote Matthew? That's a good answer. So Matthew wrote Matthew. He was a tax collector. You're not a tax collector, are you? Are you a tax collector? I hope not. Okay, good. All right. I don't know if I want to stand this close to you if you're a tax collector. All right, so you're not a tax collector. And your name's not Matthew, but your name is Levi, right? Do you know who Matthew wrote to?
The Jews.
The Jews. Matthew wrote to the Jews. You're absolutely right. All right, so here's what we need to do. I need to find my tape. All right, your name's not Matthew, right? What's your name again? It's Matthew's other name. Levi, that's what it was. All right, so I'm going to tape this to your sign here. You know what this says? This says Jews. So Matthew wrote to the Jews. Do you know why he wrote to the Jews? Because they didn't believe in Jesus. So he wrote to them. Do you know what he said in some of his writings? You know what he said? That it may be fulfilled. Absolutely. So that's what he said. He kept telling the Jews, here's what the Old Testament says. And he says, the Old Testament says this, that it might be fulfilled in Jesus. So he talked about Jesus and he told the Jews that this is the someone who you've been waiting for. Can you sit there and hold that for me for just a minute? Or like maybe more than just a minute? You can hold it, right? All right. I need somebody to help me talk about Mark. I'm thinking I need somebody to help me talk about Mark. Now, there's no Marks in here, right? Do you know anybody named Mark in here? No, there's nobody named, I don't think. Unless there's a visitor named Mark, but you can stay in your seat. Mark's kind of a powerful name, isn't it? I mean, when you hear Mark, that's just a powerful name. So I need somebody who has a powerful name. So David, come on up here, buddy. David's got a powerful name. This is your seat right here, bud. All right, man, you can sit here so that you can keep an eye on your mom and make sure she behaves, all right? If she misbehaves, can you let me know? Just give me a sign, you know, just real kind of down low. All right, so, Mark, your name's not Mark, right?
My name's David.
David. That's an awesome name, bud. Best name ever. All right, so, hang on a second. I've got a sign over here that says Mark. All right, let's see. I've got a sign. That doesn't say David, does it?
No.
Okay.
Mark.
I like the shirts here.
David.
It says Mark. So you've got Mario Kart and you've got Pac-Man. Awesome shirts. All right. So you're going to hold the sign that says Mark. Do you know who wrote the book of Mark? Could it be Mark? I bet Mark wrote Mark, don't you? That would be the way I would do it. God made it easy. God said, who wrote Mark? Mark did. That's an easy one to remember, right? All right, so do you know who Mark wrote to? Now, that's a tricky question.
Mark
is the one who wrote, and Mark wrote to a group of people called the Romans. Now, here's something for the old people who are out here to notice. We've got nephew on your card. It should be cousin, although some would say it was his nephew. But that's something we should have caught in the editing process, that John Mark was really his cousin. Some would say he was Barnabas's nephew, but he was actually John Mark. So if you want to take a pen on your yellow card and mark out cousin. But do you know who the guy who wrote Mark is? John Mark. Do you know anybody named John Mark in the New Testament? Yeah, the guy who traveled with Paul and Barnabas on the first missionary journey. He's the one who wrote the book of Mark. He was friends with Peter. Peter calls him his son in the faith. Who wrote it? This guy named Mark. So when you hear Mark, think that's John Mark. That's Peter's friend. Now, okay, hold on, David. I got this little sign here that I've got a tape on here that says he wrote. Your name's not Mark, right?
My name's David.
David. All right, not Mark. David. All right. It's two strong names, though, right? All right. I know Levi's over there preaching, and he's just like going to extend the invitation here in any second. All right. So you got Mark. He wrote to the Romans. All right, can you hang on to that for me for just a minute? All right, I need somebody who can help me talk about Luke. Is there anybody who might? Now, do we have any Lukes in here? How about a Lucas? That's pretty close. All right, Lucas, you come up, buddy. Here, we're going to put you over on this side, too, so you can keep an eye on Grandma and Granddad back there. I don't know if make sure they stay awake, all right? That's the main thing. All right, I don't want them falling asleep. All right, so here's your sign. Look at this shirt. That's awesome. All right, okay.
It has monsters.
Wait a minute, it does? Oh, it does. Okay. All right, so Luke. Do you know who wrote Luke? Luke wrote Luke. I didn't. That's kind of funny, huh? Did Lucas write Luke?
Yeah.
Well, sort of, right? Did you write Luke?
Yes.
You wrote it? You're pretty smart. Do you know what Luke was? Did you know that he was a doctor?
Yeah, my mom and dad told me on the way to church.
They did? Your mom and dad are smart. All right. So they told you he was a doctor?
Yeah.
Cool. Are you thinking about being a doctor?
Yeah.
See? So you could write half of the Bible, just like Luke did in the New Testament. He wrote half of the Bible. Do you know that he was a Gentile and he wasn't a Jew?
A Gentile?
A Gentile is somebody who's not a Jew. But he wrote half of the New Testament. But he wasn't a Jew. Was that? That's a lot. Now, he wrote the book of Luke, and he wrote the book of Acts. Two books. All right? Now, is your name Luke, or is your name?
Lucas.
Lucas. It's Luke. Close.
Luke.
Now, do you know who Luke wrote to?
Lucas.
Do you know who he wrote to?
Lucas.
Lucas. Do you know who he wrote? Who Luke wrote to?
Lucas.
Did he write to the Greeks?
Yeah, the Greeks.
The Greeks. Awesome. He wrote to the Greeks. Do you know something he said when he wrote to them? Did he talk about an orderly account? That's kind of a weird thing to say. An orderly account. You've heard that, right? He wrote about
an...
Your mom and dad told you that too? Your mom and dad know the Bible. They're so smart.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to tape this on here and I'm going to give it right back. Do you know why Mark... Who did Mark write to? Did you write... Did David write this or did Mark write this?
Mark.
Okay, so...
Mark.
Mark, all right. Do you know why Mark wrote to the Romans? Mark wrote to the Romans because the Romans were powerful people. And you know how Mark wrote about Jesus? He said he was a servant of God, but he was powerful. You know how many miracles you read about in the book of Mark? 18. That's a lot of miracles, right? More miracles in Mark than any other book. Why? Because Jesus is powerful. He can do miracles. Luke wrote to the Greeks. You know what the Greeks liked? They liked the perfect man. They were the ones who had the Olympics. They liked the perfect man. You know what Luke told the Greeks that Jesus was? The perfect man. Pretty cool. All right, now, we got to do this quick. I've got one more. I've got John. Is there somebody who could help me with John? Hey, Rod, I see you back there. You're like this back there. All right, Rod, come up here, bud. I need you to help me with John, okay? I've got a seat for you. I'm going to put you on this side, too, so you can keep an eye on your sister, all right? So you're on this side right here. Come jump up here, and you get to hold John, all right? You get next to David. You got a nice shirt, man. Can I borrow that sometime? That's nice. All right. Why are you looking at me like that? All right, so do you know anything about John? Do you know who wrote the book of John? How about John? Yeah, John. Why not? So, who wrote Matthew?
Matthew.
Who wrote Matthew?
Levi.
Matthew. Yeah, well, you're right. Levi did. Who wrote Mark?
Mark.
Mark did, right?
Mark did.
Who wrote Luke? Luke did?
Lucas.
Lucas did, of course. And who wrote John?
John.
That's pretty easy to remember, right? Of course. Do you know anybody named John in the Bible? He had a brother named James. Did you ever read about James and John in the Bible? That's two brothers. John was an apostle. Do you know what he did for a living? He went out in the boat. What do people do when they go out? What do you do when you go out in the boat? You go fish, see? That's what John did. He was a fisherman. Now, do you know who he wrote to? So Mark wrote to the Romans, and Luke wrote to the Greeks, and Matthew, Levi wrote to the Jews. Who did John write to? John wrote to everybody. How about that? Let me see this. I'm going to tape that on there so you can remember. All right? So John wrote to everybody. He didn't leave anybody out. And do you know what John told the people that he was writing to? He said, I'm writing to you so that you can believe that Jesus is God's Son. He wrote to everybody. And he says, I'm writing these things to you so that you can believe that Jesus is God's Son. So, who did Mark write about? Did he write about Jesus?
No, he wrote about the Romans.
He wrote to the Romans about Jesus. Who did John write about?
Everybody.
Jesus. He wrote to everybody about Jesus. Did Lucas write to the Greeks about Jesus?
Yep.
Did Matthew write to the Jews about Jesus.
Of Levi.
They were all writing about Jesus. Everybody, they wanted everybody to know about Jesus. Now, I need you guys to help me with something, all right? I'm going to show you a picture. I don't want you to tell anybody what's in it until I ask you a question. But you're the, nobody has seen, hold on. Nobody has seen this picture, all right, except for you. You're the only guys I'm going to show this picture to, okay? So I want you to look at this and just look at it for a sec. Don't say anything. Don't tell them what it is, all right? I just want you to look at this picture, all right? Can you see the picture? All right, let me think. Lucas, I'm going to ask you a question first, all right? I just want you to use one word, only one word, and in one word, I want you to tell me, what is this a picture of? What is this? Just, you can only use one word, so what is this a picture of? Yes. What is it a picture of? Say it loud.
Puppies.
Puppies. It is a picture of puppies.
Puppies.
Well, cute puppies will be two words. But they sort of are, if you're sort of into puppies, I guess they are cute. But they're just, so they're puppies. Okay. David, I'm going to ask you a question. Nobody's seen this. So do you all have a picture in your head of what's on this piece of paper? What's on this piece of paper?
Puppies.
You got the picture. You know what's on the picture now, right? Puppies. All right. Hang on a second. How many puppies? How many?
Five.
Five puppies. So did that change your picture? When you knew there were puppies, did that just change your picture to know that there's five puppies? Now you got the picture, right? Do you have a picture in your head that there's five puppies up on there? All right, Levi, don't show this picture to anybody, okay? All right, now, there's puppies and there's five puppies. So now I'm going to ask you a question. What color are the puppies? Just tell me the color. Don't say, what color are the puppies?
Black and orange color.
Like gold? Think so? So what are the two colors? Say them again.
Black, gold.
Black and gold. Did that just change your picture of what's on here? So how many puppies? Five puppies. Now, were your puppies black and gold puppies? Are they now? Just changed your picture about what's on there. All right. Who had an answer? All right. All right, Mr. Rod. We got a picture that has puppies, that has five puppies, that has black and gold puppies. All right. Let me think here. Where are they?
At the beach.
At the beach. Did that just change your picture of what was on here? Were your puppy? Anybody have puppies on the beach? You didn't have puppies on the beach? So hang on a second. We've just learned from four guys what's on this piece of paper, but you haven't seen this piece of paper. First thing said puppies, and all of a sudden you had puppies, and then it got narrowed down to five. Then there's black and gold, and black and gold puppies. Where are they? On the beach. Now, hang on a second. It's upside down. All right. Tell me, all of you can tell me, what are they doing?
They're laying down.
Is that what they're doing?
Looking at each other.
They're laying down and looking at each other. Were your puppies laying down and looking at each other, or were they playing on the beach? Did you have this after they described it to you? After they just described it to you, did you get here? You got a lot closer to this than you did when it was a blank sheet of paper and they just said, oh, it's puppies. What's the point? We just had four different guys tell you what was on this from four different perspectives, but they were all talking about the same picture. What is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Four guys telling you about Jesus from four different perspectives to four different groups of guys, four different groups of people, but it's all about the same thing, to paint one beautiful picture for you. All right, one last thing, guys. Are we in the right order? We got Mark, John, Luke, and Matthew. Is that the order that they are in the Bible?
No.
Okay. Well, one of you is in the right seat. One of you is in the right seat. It's not David, Mark. It's not Rod, John. It is not Levi, Matthew. Oh, it must be Lucas. So you're in the right seat. So you stay there. But the rest of you are not in the right seat. Is this the right order that they are in the Bible? Tell me what's the order in the Bible.
No.
What's the order in the Bible?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So I want you to get in the right order. So we need to have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. All right? So Mark and John and Matthew, you guys got to stand up. All right? Don't let your feet hang over the edge like a crazy preacher. All right? So you need to go backwards. All right? I know crazy preachers let their feet hang over the edge. All right, so you guys got to move. Where does Matthew sit? Where does Matthew sit? Matthew's got to be over here. Matthew's got to be first. Come over here. Come on, Levi. All right, where does Mark sit? Does he sit next to Matthew?
No.
Yeah. All right, John. You got to go to the end, bud. All right, are we in the right order now? This is your seat now. Are we in the right order now? Let me see. Matt? Are we in the right order now? Awesome. All right, so obviously that's easy to learn, isn't it? But if they can learn it, we can all learn it. We can get into this and study it. There's details on the screen that we didn't have time to talk about. There's details about who they wrote to and why they wrote to them. We did not have time tonight to get in and talk about it. We may talk about it more next week, about the four different accounts of the one gospel written by four men from four different perspectives, but it's all about Jesus Christ. Thank you all for being here tonight. You are dismissed. Thanks, guys.